Hey, hello, Zach with you, 96.5's Night Alive. This is the interactive 8 at 8. Hang on, looks like we're getting a phone call. Hey, it's 96.5, who's this?
Jason Derulo.
Oh, hey, Jason, who do you want to vote for in tonight's interactive 8 at 8?
Jason Derulo.
What a coincidence, I was just about to play your song.
This is Night Alive with Zach on 96.5.
Now, guys, I've been in a little bit of pain today. You know when you sleep on your neck wrong and you wake up and it feels like all stiff and hurty? Bobby, has that ever happened to you?
And you can't move it at all during the day.
Yeah, and you feel really awkward because you have to turn your whole body when someone's talking.
Yeah.
And crossing the road, I don't know if you've ever had to cross the road with it, but like...
and you've got to like turn your whole body to
look
try and
both look. Ways, you can't watch tennis, it's... You know what? It's a big pain in the neck. That's probably where that saying has come from. That's probably what happened. Someone slept on their neck wrong and they said, you know what, this is a pain in the neck. And then everyone said, I'm going to use that from now on to express whenever I'm uncomfortable.
Out of date. Out of context. Out of his mind. It's Zach's Music News.
Oh, yes. Hello. This is Zach's Music News. Making the news tonight, Carly Rae Jepsen and Owl City are so good at three-legged races. When they entered their local carnivals competition on the weekend, they said they won without really even trying. In other news, Justin Bieber's annoyed because he lent his hat to a DJ. Now the DJ won't bring it back. Bieber has released this message. So DJ, bring it back. And finally, Katy Perry has been a little bit confused. You see, she went to the shops to get an ice cream. She got the one in the brown packet thinking it was chocolate. Turns out, it was coffee flavored. And now it's clear to me that everything you see ain't always what it seems. This has been Zach's Music News. Tune in next week for more.
You're listening to Night Alive with Zach on 96.4.
This should be played at high volume.
Hannah's Entertainment Headlines.
Hannah's back after nearly like a week of being sick, Hannah. She's got all our entertainment headlines. How are you feeling?
Look, I am alive. I am a little bit husky, so you'll have to deal with this, but I'm back.
Awesome. Well, tell us what's going on in the entertainment world.
Well, I guess the most important thing would be that One Direction. Oh, that's what makes you beautiful. Band member Harry Styles, his hairstyle has taken over the world.
Okay, what do you mean by taking over the world?
It's the top most requested style in the UK.
Wow, and who was he taking over from?
You might remember the Bieber Fever from way back. If I was your boyfriend,
never let you go. Okay, Justin Bieber, everyone was getting the Bieber cut.
Yes.
Now everyone's getting the Harry Styles cut. The
Harry Styles style.
Very confusing.
I know.
Style. Can I have the Harry Styles?
Yeah. It's actually up 75% on last year.
Wow.
Who's
researching Harry Styles?
I know, right?
Hair requests.
It's crazy up in here. And David Beckham's now at number 2 on the poll.
So how does Justin Bieber feel that he's been, he's getting knocked down the list a little bit?
Well, it turns out he's actually changed his look up a little bit because he feels that people have been copying him.
Okay.
Especially one person in particular. He actually named names. He said that Liam Payne from One Direction has copied his look. It's a circle.
I can see a
round
little bit.
Round.
I can see, maybe, this is my theory, that One Direction teamed up to try to get Justin Bieber off the top hairstyle spot. So Liam Payne said he'd copy him, so Justin Bieber had to change his haircut. Then when he changed his haircut, Harry Styles swooped in and became the world's most popular haircut.
Yeah, pretty much a hair ambush. That's what's happened here. The good news is he's still friends with them, and he says he's planning on collaborating with them as well. You know how he likes to collaborate.
Okay, thanks for coming in, Hannah.
Okay, no worries. Bye.
This is Night Alive with Zach on 96.5.
96.5's Night Alive. Thanks for tuning in. My name's Zach. I'm hanging out on your radio this evening. Now, a common criticism of young people is we don't have enough culture. That's why I've built in one of the corners of the Night Alive studio our poetry corner. I'm just going to make my way over there now. Basically, the idea is we go into the corner, we read a bit of poetry, and it sort of shows the world, young people do have culture. But secondly, it's like a double whammy. If you weren't able to, you know, duck out to the theater at lunchtime today, this can be your cultural fix for the night. Now, tonight's poem is a real collaboration. Some young people got together on this one and sort of, I guess it's like a protest poem, you could say. Before we get into it, I think we've got some poetry music here somewhere. Captain Planet, he's a hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero. He's our powers magnified, and he's fighting on the planet side. We're the Planeteers. You can be one too. Cause saving our planet is the thing to do. Looting and polluting is not the way. Hear what Captain Planet has got to say. The power is yours. Wow. Just goes to show what can happen when young people get together.
You're listening to Night Alive with Zach on 96.5.